Hello, friends. This is Didier Lean Rachou. I'm the composer from the Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch. And I'd like to thank you for joining us today on The Annotator.
Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 93, where composer Didier Lean Rachou talks about his original score for the television series Deadliest Catch. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net. Didier Lean Rachou is an award-winning composer whose feature film credits include Powder Blue, How to Rob a Bank, Moving McAllister, and MGM's Her Best Move. Rachou is also the composer of both the 16-time Emmy-winning series Deadliest Catch and Gold Rush. And in May of 2017, Didier took home his 13th ASCAP Film and Television Music Award, not only winning a Most Performed Themes and Underscore Award for the fifth year in a row, but also winning a prestigious ASCAP Composer's Choice Television Composer of the Year Award. Deadliest Catch is a documentary television series produced by Original Productions for the Discovery Channel. It portrays the real-life events aboard fishing vessels in the Bering Sea during the Alaskan king crab, queen crab, Apollo crab, and Bertie crab fishing seasons. It is the world's deadliest job where a man could die every week, the most macho of manly occupations, the Alaskan crab fisherman. Deadliest Catch premiered on the Discovery Channel on April 12, 2005, and the show currently airs worldwide. In this episode, composer Didier Lean Rachou, after completing his work on season 15, shares just how musically rewarding his experience on The Deadliest Catch has been because of the wide range of musical styles he's been asked to implement since joining the program in 2012. He also talks about the ongoing challenge of bringing these intense life-and-death stories from the Bering Sea to the small screen. And finally, Rachou reveals just how working on this reality TV program has personally impacted him, as the people at the heart of the show are in very real danger and don't always return home.
So it's been an absolute thrill to be a part of this show. I joined in 2012 on season 8 and just wrapped season 15 actually this morning. We've been nominated for 51 Emmy Awards, having won 16 Emmys, and this year we're nominated for 3 Emmys, so again, it's an honor to be a part of a team of such formidable collaborators. Now, this next cue was written for a sequence cut by one of the best editors I've ever had the pleasure of working with, Mr. Josh Earle, who's won more Emmys than Thanos has stones on his magic wristband there. This sequence is where one of our captains is heading off into an uncertain time of it, with a looming storm on the horizon, time running out on his season, and much crab to still catch on his quota. What makes working on Catch so musically rewarding is that we get to cover quite a wide range of musical styles, and that's been evolving ever since I joined the show in 2012. We've just wrapped season 15. As a matter of fact, I finished up this morning, and I'll be off on season 16, I imagine in early November. We adapt, we push the ball forward, we look for new avenues of expression with whatever musically is in the zeitgeist, but what we've done before in our own canon. And the same goes for the editing, the cinematography. We are a very passionate group of storytellers who are constantly looking for ways to evolve and enhance the way that we bring the story from the Bering Sea to the small screen. In this particular moment, our captain is run into an unfortunate situation of wind against tide, which leads to building seas. Incredibly choppy and perilous. a very symphonic approach, Phyllis Doom and Drang and the like. That's one of my favorite cues from the series. Just trying to keep up with the remarkable storytelling of our team. We actually performed that live, as well as this next upcoming cue. CSUN kindly invited me to be their guest of honor this past year, and we did a live concert with a 75-piece orchestra, 20-piece choir with projection. I got to conduct, I got to orchestrate, I got to play guitar, and a whole bunch of other fun things, which was a lovely way to celebrate our 15 years or so here in Los Angeles. So this is a cue for when we remember some of our captains and crews who never made it home. You know, over the years, you become quite attached to these the captains and their crews as you meet them at premieres, or I've been blessed to go up to Dutch Harbor and spend time with them there, which was just absolutely remarkable, and I look forward to sharing some of that experience with you a little later on. But you're quickly reminded every season of just how dangerous this job is. They don't call it the most dangerous job in the world for nothing, because it truly is. These are very brave men. Things can change out there at a moment's notice. So moving on, this next cue touches upon a different musical vocabulary where we're going to be using more acoustic guitars. It also features the wonderful work of my former assistant, Jordan Lewis, a formidable composer in his own right, and just goes to show that you never know what I'm going to be asked to compose on this show, which is what keeps it so fresh. More anthemic in approach. Well, we're getting there. I've spoiled it. Forgive me. So I call this cue Circle Back, and it's for a montage where episodes wrapping up. Things have worked out, and people reflecting back on the sacrifice and hardship that they had to go through in order to come away successful. You know, this is from season 14, and we focused our efforts on the notion of brotherhood, what that meant, how we could exemplify that on the screen, musically, imagery, and so forth. Shifting gears, this next cue was a difficult one to compose. It's the cold open from the Destination special. This past season, the Destination went down, and everyone aboard perished. It happened quite quickly, and these are the kinds of things that that happen on the show. This is real life, folks. So it was a mystery. In the blink of an eye, the destination was wiped off the radar. So, you know, with building seas, rogue waves, when the weather's cold, you have heavy freezing spray, and the stacks of pots on the boat just get laden with ice, which of course makes for a very unstable ship. You're unfortunate enough to be thrown into the Bering Sea without wearing a survival suit in full winter. You have a mere few minutes of survival before you're overcome by hypothermia. Part of what makes scoring a scene like this so difficult is you're overcome with the dreadful fact of what's occurred. Adding to that, characters who you've come to know over the years, seeing their reactions, being told this horrific news for the first time, it's very emotional. So I don't take that lightly. So getting back to the music, we've shifted gears again. As this is a cold open, we're going to cover several things. First the mystery, then talking about the science of it and what could have gone wrong, interviews, cutting back and forth as we build interest and anticipation for what's to come in the hour ahead. Shifted again, gone in a more heroic and nostalgic direction. Aggressive in approach as we shift gears again. Orchestra with electronics bubbling away and heavy drums. It's moments like this that you realize that this is truly real life. They don't always come home. I always love this softer ending against the title card as we go from above water to below. I wish that were my idea, but that's the clever idea of one of our producers. Now for something a little different. A few years ago, they kindly flew me up to Dutch Harbor. I went armed with nearly $200 worth of mallets and everything you could possibly imagine. Dutch Harbor, you see, was the only other sovereign United States territory that was attacked during World War II. The Japanese were looking for a deep water harbor for the Northern Pacific Theater, and Dutch Harbor could provide them with exactly just that. Our military had a sense that this was coming, so they built bunkers and the like up in the hills there. So you can only imagine the reverb in these places. It's just unreal. So, armed with lavaliers, Mike Morell, the soundman for Catch, and myself headed to the hills to record some of these sounds. In turn, I came back to the studio and curated what I thought would work well musically. The incredibly capable Jordan Lewis then turned them into contact instruments, and they became part of our palette. There's no reverb on that, folks, just the natural decay. I picked up a piece of rebar and just stroked it across the concrete floor of one of these bunkers. Here's a few hits. It's a mallet on a piece of... Oh, actually, it was a steel door. Another one. I mean, just gorgeous, just low level. So much reverberation. And again. They really added an authenticity to the show and have become a staple of the Deadliest Catch musical template. Another scrape coming up. Now, spending time there on the boats, going out to sea, and getting a feel for the place is something I will always remember. Just the adventure of getting there alone is incredible. Leaving Burbank, flying to Anchorage, and then jumping on a small plane, jetting out into the middle of the Bering Sea, way out on the Aleutians, was quite an adventure. Shifting gears again, there's a Moody cue, which was used in a sequence this past season. I had to write against picture here, where we were shown some very visually challenging, aggressive moments that we wanted to play it completely against type and go internal, as it were. It's a big part of making it out of the Bering Sea, is not only having the strength and fortitude, but the inner strength. Dealing with crew and all of the internal struggles that one can imagine with what's going on back home, the worry of what's going on back home, coupled with the worry of putting crab in the boat. These men are under enormous amounts of pressure. As an aside, looking back, there have been two major constants in my life since childhood. One, of course, has been music, and the other has been the sea. Ever since I can remember, I've been attracted to the water, and I am an incredibly avid fisherman. Having traveled the world and set sail, 600 miles into the Pacific, offshore, Mediterranean, North Atlantic, and things. So to land a show like Catch, I was a fan of the show since the very first episode when Tom Beers had the foresight to take a camera and go and film the special, The World's Most Dangerous Job, which in turn led to the series Deadliest Catch. So being a fan of the show, you can imagine getting that phone call asking me to become a part of it is something that I will never forget. A lot of my fishing friends around the world, sending me pictures from here, there, and everywhere, give me a lot of credence and leeway for not being able to join them all the time. But I do get some incredible invitations to fish some far-flung places for some remarkable adventures. So I thought it was only fitting that we end our time together today with a rousing, upbeat, good fishing cue. It's not all drama and sorrow on the show. A lot of laughs and good moments. So there's nothing like going through several episodes on, a king crab season where someone might be coming up short, and then suddenly see their luck start to turn around as the clock is ticking, because these people are fishing for a quota under a fixed amount of time. The derby days of crab fishing are long gone, so they need to get out there, get on the crab, get the crab in the hold, get back to Dutch safely, set the market, and get to set sail another day. Of course, once the crabs start to come aboard, let's just say that these captains and crews, there are quite a few of them that are real hams for the camera, so there's some funny stuff. And it's quite exhilarating as an armchair angler to be watching and share in their excitement as things start to come together. Working on Catch has been a true career highlight. This team just inspires you and encourages you to swing for the fences, as it were. And with such compelling subject matter, it's an honor and it's a privilege to be able to do that. Certainly, very grateful to have been asked to join the team, and I look forward to many years to come. I thank you for listening. And if you do watch the show, I thank you for watching as well.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer Didier Lien Rochaud and his original score for the television series Deadliest Catch. The original score for Deadliest Catch is not currently available. You can find out more and hear more music by Didier Lien Rochaud at his official site, didierlienrochaud.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at @DidierMusic. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net, or you can subscribe wherever quality podcasts are found. Wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating or a review, and if you know someone you think might enjoy The Annotator, please tell them about the show. And lastly, you can follow us on Twitter at @AudioAnnotator, or on Facebook or Instagram at @TheAnnotator, or we'd love to have your feedback via email at theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.